ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, July 25th, 2025. Amateur radio had a crucial role in locating a mother and her 9-year-old son lost in California's Stanislaus National Forest. On Friday, July 11th, 2025, the pair was reported overdue from a day trip to Camp Wolfboro, a popular scout camp in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. On Saturday, July 12th, the Calaveras County Volunteer Search and Rescue Team, SAR, was conducting its monthly training exercise along the Stanislaus River when members received notification that Tammy and son Sterling had been reported missing since Friday afternoon and were not answering their cell phones. The SAR team set up a command post at Black Springs Off-Highway Vehicle Riding and Recreational Area and quickly began initiating a road-based search using four-wheel drive vehicles and air support from the California Highway Patrol. Joining the search was a deputy and a Forest Service law enforcement ranger who responded to 911 text from campers in the area that a vehicle, possibly matching the descriptions of the pair's missing car, had been found. The SAR team began to find handwritten notes posted near a remote Forest Service road and then another about a mile away that included a telephone number and the names of the missing individuals. Then just before 6 p.m., the car and the lost mother and son were found. But the rescue was not over. SAR team members were unable to communicate with their command post using conventional frequencies and cell phones from their deep woods location. So, according to information from a Sheriff's Department news release, they used an amateur radio frequency to report their emergency traffic. That call was immediately answered by a retired El Dorado County Communications Supervisor, who is also an amateur radio operator, monitoring from his home. Contacted the El Dorado 911 Center and provided the information to the Calaveras County Dispatch. The SAR command post was notified, and the mother and her son were transported to waiting family members. Young Sterling also had a hand with the rescue. He used his scout whistle to blow SOS, the internationally recognized Morse code distress signal, to give searchers a better chance of locating their position.